All right, welcome y'all to the Podcavs podcast. So what we're going to talk about today is what's going on in the world.
Yeah.
So
let's see what's new in the world today, said by Rocky Balboa. All
right, let's see. Let's hear it. What do you got, Caden?
What do I got? Okay. What do I got? I don't know. How do you guys feel about, you know, Donald Trump and everything?
Oh, I am happy about it.
Personally, I don't care about politics, but
politics aside, I feel like they just brought up like a bunch of stuff on him, mm-hmm. just because like it's politically motivated in a way. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but they want to say people like him are a flight risk.
But they can't really say that if they're bringing up charges from way back when, like, what, 15, 20 years ago?
Well, exactly. But people like Trump, you know, can defy the government and probably make this place way better than it ever has been. They don't like that for some reason. People have a distaste for being better nowadays. You know, that's why I'm pretty sure my grandma's right about that flying balloon from China in the Book of Revelations.
So, like, tell Stephen about the Book of Revelations stuff.
No, my grandma was just, you know, it's like, the Book of Revelations, everything that's happening is happening now. It's happening right now.
Yeah, I know. I heard about that.
Yeah, exactly.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
And it's just not my grandma that you're going to hear it from, I promise.
Yeah. You're going to hear it from everybody.
Like, if your grandparents are, you know, politic and they're obsessed with the Civil War, they will tell you the same exact thing.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what they'll tell you.
Mm-hmm. Like, the thing is, I was happy that Trump got arrested because it's huge.
Yeah.
No, yeah.
It's huge in the world. And the fake news.
Oh, okay. No offense, Trumps.
You call them Trumps now?
Trumps. Trumpites.
What'd you say? Whoa, Trumpites. Don't we got to go on Spotify later?
I don't know.
We'll put a disclaimer. Joe Rogan's got one. We'll put one up there, too.
Hey. This is being filmed under a school, but not published under a school, right?
Correct. It's going to go on my SoundCloud, too.
Okay.
All right, let's do it.
My apologies.
All right, yeah.
I thought we had to hold back, but let's do it.
Yay.
All right, so.
Well, we talked about Donald Trump.
If we are not going under any school, I'm trusting y'all in this, that I am absolutely right.
I do have something to talk about.
Yeah, yeah.
How do you guys feel about the nearing of the one-year anniversary about Uvalde?
What's Uvalde?
Texas shooting where all them cops didn't do. They just sat outside for like 2 hours, go on a rampage inside and kill all them teachers. What were they? They're like third, fourth graders.
So many shooting these days. I can't just sitting
in there shooting them all and didn't even care.
I didn't even know about that.
Two teachers died.
Did you see it on ABC, NBC?
He don't watch.
Bro, unlike
this
you,
is sooner.
Okay, I'm not a BBC. Listen, I'm not a 40-year-old virgin. I don't listen to news or watch news or anything.
Why not? That's how you get info on Twitter.
Yeah, and that's one of the disadvantages about me. But you know, so I just don't do it. I don't even use email anymore, bro.
Email is kind of underage though. So I'm agreeing with you with that one. Podcasts are new age. They're like 2015. We're all right.
How about since last time we talked way too much about politics and serious stuff? Let's get a bit funny. You guys got any personal stories? Because I got several.
Oh, I do. We're going in personal?
We're going in personal.
What exactly?
I do. So there was this douche nozzle that came into work yesterday.
MBK.
So there was this guy that came in. He's like, you guys didn't give me the right order. I'm like, shut the up. This is not going to be nice. And
you said this to him?
No.
Okay, I was about to say, what the
So this guy came in. He's like, you didn't give me the right order. I'm like, oh, here we go. And then my boss Hayden said, okay, what's wrong? And the guy's like, you guys gave me a classic meal instead of a bacon meal. I'm like, you ordered a classic meal, dude. You ordered a classic meal. And he already bit into it. He wouldn't even give us the sandwich for us to fix it.
Yeah.
Oh, so he already bit into
Look, we have
he was like, here, fix this.
We have that all the time at Roosters. What the fuck is this? Like, oh, sorry, this is the wrong sauce. And they've already taken a bite out of it. Like I cannot, by per my rules of working at this company, I cannot take your half-eaten food and put it back into the bowl that everybody else's food is going to be shaking in. I can't put your germs in it like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, it wastes the whole 5 minutes of my time on the line to get a new bowl, scrape it out, and then put it in. You know what I'm saying? They don't care. Customers do not care about what we're working. Like, they'll be complaining when their check's, you know, 10 minutes old. but yet we're in a fucking screen full of yellow checks. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. They don't realize that without you guys, there wouldn't be anybody to make the food for them.
Exactly.
They're nasty pigs, and then we'll go out and spend their money.
Exactly.
Like, the thing is that later on, my boss Hayden was like, well, you're going to have to give us a sandwich for us to fix it. And we can't fix it if you ate in it.
Yeah, exactly.
Took a bite of it, yeah. And
the guy's like, then give me a refund.
You don't get a refund for that. You bit into it.
Yeah, you bit into it.
And there's a refund, you bit into it.
And Hayden's like, get the fuck out of my store.
Is that what
the... Exactly, you just get out.
And Hayden flipped the burger, and then the guy threw the melt right at his back and hit me right in the chest.
Oh, so how old was this dude?
Like 50 something.
Acts what like the a, hell? Like a baby.
Yeah, acts like
and
a baby.
Dude was smiling about it.
Hillary Clinton supporter.
He could have called the cops.
Taking this whole thing
oh, we did.
Yeah, like that's assault.
We called the popo. We
called the popo on him. Good. Should have.
All
right. All right, guys, let's get intimate. So
intimate? What? Pause.
I had my first fight.
Pause. No,
no, okay. All right.
You're intimate. You're done. You're done.
Yeah.
No.
It's
cool.
It's cool. I was joking. So I got into my first legit fight this year.
Uh-oh.
Nice. Yeah.
Is that why you was gone for like 2 weeks? Is that why you went away, dye your hair and all that too?
Oh, no.
That was a different thing.
This was like, this was February, I think.
Oh, February.
Yeah.
Oh, that's when I was out mostly
when,
as well.
Like, was he here?
Remember that month.
Yeah, he's still here.
No, were you here when it happened?
No. I basically got jumped, but I'll tell you. So,
got jumped?
Yeah, me and this kid had a little bit of beef because there's this girl that I'm friends with, and he was just vulgar, being a dickhead, saying she has a fat ass and talking
oh,
and everything.
Classic.
Yeah, just being a dickhead. I was like, classic. Dude, you don't need to be that vulgar. Be a fucking gentleman. Like, what is wrong with you?
Is he the same age as you?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's the same age as me.
So freshman.
Yeah, exactly.
Freshman beef was always funny.
Oh, yeah.
Freshman beef is always bullshit.
Funny in retrospect.
It's not even worth it. But I'm more of an intellectual fighter. I'm not a physical fighter. I think that comes from my physical attribute. You can already tell. But
yeah.
So this was my first legit fight. So basically, me and this kid go back and forth for a couple of days, and you know, that's that. We threaten to jump him. So he's like, okay, but it's just gonna be between me and him. My friends just want to come and watch, right? So you guys know that graveyard right in the middle of town, right next to the mead?
Yes.
Next to the
big ass silos next to it.
Yes.
Oh yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Right in the middle of Chillicothe, right?
I just still don't know where you're at.
Right. Well, it's just a big-ass graveyard, and we're walking in front of it. Already FaceTimed him a couple of times. He was talking shit, then it seemed like he was getting scared because he said shit like, we got to go get cupcakes real quick. We'll be right back.
Okay.
So then I was like, okay, that's okay. So we're still walking to his house. We're like less than halfway there.
Yeah.
And then we see this minivan pull up, and some Mexican dude, like I'm talking about Cholo Mexican, he jumps out of
no
the van.
No gimmick, where the mommy's at?
Yeah, he comes out of the car, the mom comes out of the van.
Uh-oh, mama
comes out. It's the dad
and
the mom. Dad comes out,
and
he's like,
out.
Y'all trying to jump my f***ing son? And we just stare at him, because I'm like, who is this guy? Because it hasn't hit me yet.
Yeah.
He's like, you guys trying to jump my f***ing son? All of you, I'll beat y'all yours out. And then the mom is on the other side of the street just talking shit, like, you look like an emo ass bitch. He's going to kick your ass. And then the kid that I'm fighting, he gets out. And while his dad is talking shit, he's standing next to his dad squaring all of us up. Just like, And I'm like, fuck you.
But, get out of here.
But his dad is just talking shit. And I'm looking at my friends like, is this seriously happening? Yeah. So then his dad's like, y'all want to fight? Y'all want to squash the beef? Do it right here, right now. I'm thinking, well, fuck. Well, I have to. So then I take off my jacket. Give my friend my stuff. He rips off his sweatshirt. He gets in a stance, starts bouncing up and down like a Tekken character. He literally, I'm not even joking, he goes, come on, boy. I'm like, okay. So then I get ready. I punch him in the face twice. He grabs me, slams me to the ground. Somehow I find it myself to get back up.
No, we're staying.
Yeah, we're staying.
We already talked about it.
Yeah, we're staying.
All right, anyways. So, you know, that all goes down, throws me to the ground.
Better go get our stuff then.
Get him a couple times in the ribs. And then he throws me to the ground, and I get him in a headlock, and his dad's like, all right, it ended here. You're good. And then they just left.
That was it, huh?
And
that
then he actually ended up being really
it?
Nice.
He just said bye.
Yeah, he ended up being really nice.
Bye, Felicia.
Then we went to Taco Bell, and that was it.
You
got any marks?
Yeah,
we went to Toxic Hell.
Oh, no, we didn't go with him to Taco Bell. We just went to Taco Bell.
You just went to Toxic Hell.
You beat someone's ass up. They're like, you know what? Taco Bell sounding good right now.
Yeah, pretty much.
Because you're intoxicated as hell right there.
Oh, dude, if I was intoxicated, I would have.
Oh, no.
You would have beat his ass.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't fight when you're drunk. You could really kill somebody.
My mother's
running into the bread basket and then E-D-E-D, dead.
Dead. Well, about 2 weeks ago. Actually, we can tell the night about Saturday.
Oh, like. Prom?
Saturday. No, I didn't even go to prom. Look.
I knew you wouldn't.
Yeah.
So look, I had to work. So I had to work all day at prom, right? Or I had to work all day on prom night. So I told them, I said, look, I got prom. And they're like, okay, well, you go ahead, go home. I left at like 4 o'clock. And I was like, okay, I got all this time and I'm off tomorrow, which was Sunday. So I had basically an extra day off of work because I lied about going to prom.
Sweet.
Yeah, I know. Look, I got absolutely zooted, bro.
What do you mean like, you got zooted?
Like I was gone.
He was staring at the ceiling. Nah, he was staring at the ceiling.
I was.
He saw the devil's dick. Like,
you know, I was out of it. And then last night, oh my God, we didn't even talk about last night. I fell asleep from 7 to like 12. Mm. Look up at 12. Blew some chunks, like some big, like they were vile orange looking chunks.
Oh,
and geez. Got me a few glasses of water, hit it one more time, and then went back to bed at 2 o'clock in the morning. Okay, and here I am doing a podcast because
it's like blaring on the screen.
Why is that?
I don't know. It did that last time.
Now is it even recording?
It is recording, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I was about to say all that.
All this juicy content.
All this juiciness over here.
But you explaining that story reminds me of a stand-up I saw about a country woman who tried marijuana, and she was like, I did marijuana once. I didn't like it very much. Threw up, never did it again.
See, that's the difference. I'm going to keep doing it.
But your father's done cocaine. Like, that's what you reminded me of.
Your father done did the cocaine.
Your father's done cocaine.
Marijuana. You know what I'm saying? Your mother don't know.
I'm not gonna say who, but I know somebody who used to do cocaine all the time.
Yikes.
Sure, Roger, but
you seem like you do.
If you are ever on speed, I'm not speaking from experience. Do not think I am. I'm speaking from
experience.
What people have told me. Red Dead Redemption 2.
You will
play that game for hours, and you won't even do productive. You'll just sit in the backyard and start shooting rabbits.
Yeah, like, exactly. That's the fun part of Red Dead Redemption. Dude, you just do that.
You'll be so damn good at it for hours.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, it's crazy.
Don't forget the cocaine gum in the game.
Yeah, that's the most crucial part. Are you sure about that? Because we're in a pretty good spot, and we're probably going to end up doing nothing in the class.
Yeah.
I know I'm doing nothing second.
Yeah, I know who Bouchong is. Nothing. He's just like, do your work. And I've already got like half his work done.
Mine's Miss Wilson.
Bouchong.
Mine's Miss Klein.
Bouchong, I understand that I'm doing this media stuff. He knows I do this.
I have Richie, so he wouldn't care.
Yeah, Richie don't care.
Klein shouldn't care either.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you, Miss George.
Oh, let's go. Miss George, all right. Juice.
Clutch. Can I say this in confidence?
Okay, go ahead.
At the beginning of the year, I really had a crush on Miss George.
Me too.
Seriously, bro. Like, seriously. Bro,
sorry,
for real.
Sorry, Miss George, if you're hearing this.
She can't hear us. That baby monitor's unplugged, and this is our thing.
She's a TILF. Like, okay.
TILF?
Yeah, she's a teacher I'd like to fuck. Exactly.
There's actually a camera right there, and right there, and right there, and hello. There.
Love you, Miss George. This is not sexual assault.
Yeah.
This is just
us proclaiming our love, and moving on. All right. So what's that? What's next? Gayton, what you got to say, Bubby?
Come on.
Let's hear it. Let's hear some funny stories.
Mr. White.
I don't know, man.
Mr. White. I
need a topic.
I'm actually a terrorist. I actually do commit a tax evasion.
I don't care about him. He had a heart attack.
Yeah, he had a heart attack on the field.
Who?
DeMar Hamlin.
Yeah. Oh yeah, that's right. I forgot all about that.
He's clear now.
Is he clear? Is he good?
He's cleared to play football next year.
Good. I'm glad he made a good recovery.
Him, but I just don't care.
You guys are making me soft because I don't know who that is.
He's a football player
for the
Buffalo Bills.
Yeah. No.
Oh, okay.
During the game with the
Bills, they should be called the Buffalo Buffaloes.
Was it the Buffalo Bills and Cleveland Brown game, actually?
Bills and Cincinnati Bengals.
Yeah, that's right. The Bengals.
Calvin Klein, I thought you were about to say.
Calvin
Klein. Joe Mixon was the guy that was getting tackled. This was on what? Halloween night?
Don't look at me. I just found out that the Super Bowl is only in February.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. Fair enough.
Yeah.
Okay, moving on.
What's next?
We can't pause.
Roger, what you got? I know you got a story.
Me?
Yeah.
You always have stories.
Yeah, you always have stories to tell, man.
Born in Ukraine.
Yeah. Was you really?
Were you there?
No.
Oh, okay.
How about the breaking up of me and my girlfriend for the 16th time?
Ooh. You know what? Okay.
16?
Okay.
Roger's kind of been pimping.
Keep it light. Keep it heavy. But keep when it comes to the context, keep it. All right. We're on a podcast.
We're trying to keep it mature.
Joe Rogan, we're on a podcast here.
Shoot. You should invite us, known as the High School Horn Dogs.
I thought I was going to land on the
dude,
mic.
Dude, if it was sticking up, it would have stayed, bro. That would have been so bad, because look, the camera's pointing right there. So if you just went right there.
Yeah, exactly.
Dude, that would have been bad.
It would have been so nice calling on camera.
Him oh, dude, that'd be like the intro. That'd be the intro
be on
clip.
ESPN Top 10.
That'd be the intro. That'd be the intro right there.
That would be just,
like, yeah, it's just dude throwing the hat. Yeah, exactly. Like that.
ESPN not top 10.
I'll get it eventually.
You throwing that fedora reminds me of when we did that Breaking Bad film and somebody took the fake blue meth that we had and they bit into it and chipped their tooth.
Did they really chip the tooth?
Was I never told about this?
They went on the film and then they commented in the comment section. They were like, I remember when I ate that blue it hurt my teeth.
It hurt my teeth.
Like, well, no they're rocks. I'm like,
what?
Okay, right. Guys, I think this is gonna have to do it because I'm running out of space on my SoundCloud.
Dang, I was gonna say get into your baby mama drama, but you know it's cool.